Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The story is told of a princess of the royal family of England whose little daughter had become critically ill of the dreaded disease of diphtheria. Now, this was long before immunizations, of course, and the disease was unfortunately rather common and often deadly. Some of you may remember how that was. And the mother had been strictly warned by the physician that she was not to kiss the child because of the almost certain danger of getting the disease herself. But in one of the child's terrible ordeals of delirium, her mother picked her up and took her into her arms. And the little child looked in her eyes and said, "Mama, please kiss me." She couldn't resist. She pulled her closely to her heart and kissed her lips tenderly. But it was the kiss of death. The child recovered. The mother died. So it can sometimes be with genuine love. It can be risky. So it is with God's love for us. God did not count the cost because real love does not. Jesus talks about that in the text before us today with a story told to people who didn't very much like what he had to say. To them and to us, he is saying, in essence, love takes a risk. Well, certainly God risked a great deal for his people, Israel. And the story that Jesus tells here is intended to describe God's loving care for them, often ungrateful and unbelieving people as they were. Jesus tells this story as part of an answer to something with which they had challenged him. They said, "Tell us by what authority you are doing these things." But what things? Well, among other things, he had been casting the money changers out of the temple. He had been teaching in the temple. He had allowed children to sing his praises as if he were the Lord God. And he called the temple "my Father's house." And so this story is part of his response to that. And in it, he uses a figure of speech that was probably quite familiar to them, the figure of the vineyard. The prophet Isaiah especially had talked about that. He used it as a picture of them as God's people, being like a vineyard that God had planted from which he had every right to expect fruit, to the evidence that they were his people. God had risked much in calling them as his people out of all of the peoples of the earth, and they were to worship him and serve him only as God and Lord. They were to be a beacon of hope and light to the world. But they returned his deliverance from bondage, his care for them, his love for them, often with ingratitude, complaining, indifference, and even hostility. God did not give up. He continued to send prophets to them. These are represented by the agents who came to the vineyard looking for fruit. They were agents of God to speak for God to them, and they called them to repentance, and they gave them ever-renewing opportunities to respond to him with lives of justice and mercy and humble service of one another and of other people in the world as well. There were always those, of course, who did respond in that way, but so many did not. Many of the prophets were persecuted, hated for their messages from God when they pointed out things that were not as they should have been, and in some instances even put them to death. Finally, in the story that Jesus tells, the owner of the vineyard says, "I will send my son, whom I love." Clearly, this was a reference to Jesus himself. This would be the final revelation of himself to Israel and to the world. Jesus himself is the beloved Son, and no doubt his hearers understood that that was what he was claiming to be. And his words show that he fully expected that they would plot his death and would fulfill that plot. And so it's as if he is saying to them, "Why do you reject me, God's final word to you?" He gives them a description of the hardness of their heart. And that is there, of course. But above all, it is a story of God's love for his people, even to the point of giving his own beloved son for them. God had risked so much in love for people who often responded with nothing. Nothing but complaints and demands for more. But that is the way of love, of God's love. Love that takes a risk. Love that is unconditional and without price. For so he has also loved you and me. God has risked so much for us. What has he risked for us, his people? He has sent his one and only beloved Son for us to live, to suffer and die, and to rise again. Could he possibly do more? Well, indeed he has. He sends his Holy Spirit to continue to work through his inspired sacred word to bring us to faith in him and to keep us in faith in him. Is there more? Yes, there is. He continues to send his agents, his messengers, his servants to work and serve among us. And Jesus says about them, the one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me. But there is even more. He gives the vineyard to us, the work of God in the world. He makes us his mouth, his hands, his mind, his will, his feet to go for him. Jesus said on the night of his resurrection, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. And that is our privilege, our high honor, and our loving responsibility. It has been a very high risk for him to commit all of this to us. And surely, also we have to admit that we have not always responded with joyful and enthusiastic willingness, much less with sacrificial love. Sometimes, even by our actions, we have said, I want no part of it. But such has been the risk of God's love for us. That's the way of love. It takes the risk of giving everything with little or nothing in return. Are you ready to take such a risk? For God, for one another. Love is often risky business. With people, sometimes we can meet with rejection, indifference, and even hostility. And that can really hurt. It can hurt deeply. But the real danger is when we give up on it, when we cut ourselves off and box ourselves in and isolate and insulate ourselves from other people because we are so afraid of rejection. It's as if we think that rejection from somebody else means to say to ourselves, I am worthless. I am nothing because somebody dared to turn against me and reject me and ignore me. But is that really true? Is it true when we tell ourselves things like that? No, it is not. God's risk of love proves it. The Lenten hymn asks this question, would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? And the answer to that question is, yes, he would. And yes, he did. On the cross, for you. And to him, you are not a worm. You are someone to be loved, to be rescued from death and saved for life. How can we resist such a love that has risked all for us when we have sinned against him in thought, word, and deed? And how can God's Holy Spirit fail to warm our hearts to reach out to others with such risky love to one another? It's true. Many of those who perceived that Jesus was talking about them and their rejection of God's love wanted to kill him and were plotting to do that very thing. But no doubt some of them also believed and were eternally warmed by his love, and surely you are among them. You come here week after week, month after month, year after year, to have your heart warmed, your spirit quickened, your life enriched. Surely, then you are among those who can go out and take the risk of love. It will not always meet with joyful acceptance, an immediate response and loving reaction. But this fact remains, no matter what anyone or anything else may say or not say, God has loved you. Undeserving as you are, but he has loved you and still does with an everlasting love. He has wrapped you in the arms of his acceptance in your baptism. He declares you forgiven and accepted with the body and blood of Jesus, given and shed for you. That is God's word to you. And nothing can ever contradict it. And so you can go forth in peace, a peace that loves others no matter what the response, and that will give to others just because that is what God's people do. Love takes a risk. Love is a risk, but it's worth the risk. It was for God to make you his beloved son or daughter, and it is for you too, to be blessed peacemakers, blessed bridge builders, blessed healers of that which was broken. Now the hearers of Jesus, when they heard these words, said, "Surely not, this can never be, that God would destroy what he had so lovingly created." And we can also say, "Surely not, that we would be unwilling to take the risk of love." Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.